I feel very uncomfortable speaking entirely this week because the matzav that Klal Yisrael is in, the world is in, is beyond my ability to speak. So what I'm going to do is just quote from my Rebbeim. This one optimistic note. My son got a few birthday presents, and every single one of them broke quickly. And he realized, he said, "Abba, everything you buy that comes from China breaks." So this week he came over to me and he said, "Abba, we have nothing to worry about. This was made in China and it's going to break." Halavai, mipi yonkaim, that my son's bracha should be mekuyam. That's the end of the jokes for tonight. We're not living in simple times. The Grus fellows asked me before halacha if I recall anything like this, and the answer is no. I don't recall anything like this before. So what am I going to do if I can't speak? So I'll quote from my Rebbeim. The Grus fellows heard from the Rosh Kolo, from Rav Miller Shlita. They thought that the lesson of the coronavirus is that at the end of the day, everything that man thinks that he could control, that he could be mashpia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds us at times when we become too confident, the Gemara in Sota says, Miller claimed it's ikvisa de mashicha, it's bechutzpa yaski, man thinks that he's in control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds us, beikvisa de mashicha, eschalta de geula, he reminds us that ultimately he's in control. Just like to add to what my Rebbe said, all of the weaponry in the world, all of the money in the world, none of it can defeat a tiny germ. And that, Rav Miller Shlita said, is the lesson, that one of the lessons that we should take. We have the schus in Mishkafayim that Rav Willig Shlita, actually they were chavrusas. In fact, they came into Rav Soloveitchik's shir the same year. Rav Miller describes that the Rav kept on calling on Rabbi Willig, not calling on him. So his father asked Rav Soloveitchik, why was that? He said, because your son is so nervous during the shir. He says he turns green. So I feel so bad to call on him. So Rabbi Dr. Israel Miller Zatzal said, you could call on him anyhow. And he called on him, and he passed Rav Sol, and he called him day after day after day for a few days. And both Rav Willig and Rav Miller passed Rav Soloveitchik's scrutiny. Rav Willig was in our shul right before Purim, and this is right when the quarantines were beginning. And Rav Willig said, we've never experienced this, that going into Purim, Lech Knoises Kol HaYudim, Purim, which is all about Am Yisrael being together, and here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being gozer that we can't experience Purim together. Haman said, Yeshna Am Echon Mefuzar Mefurad Bein HaAmim, that Klal Yisrael is apart, it's divided, and the Tikkun was Lech Knoises Kol HaYudim, and here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, there's something, I'm not going to let you fool yourself that you could be zoche to Lech Knoses Kol HaYudim. We can't fool ourselves. We have to work on ourselves. The fact that there are some Jews right now who have to be alone means that there's something lacking deeply inside of our Achdus. Just to extend what our great Rabbeim said, second pasuk in this week's parasha. Kisisa es roish b'nei Yisrael lefkudehem v'nosnu ish koifer nafshoi l'Hashem b'fkoidoi sam v'lo yeh v'ayim negef b'fkoidoi sam. The machtzis ha-shekel is there v'lo yeh v'ayim negef, that there shouldn't be a magefa. We know that David HaMelech counted Klal Yisrael. He didn't do it the way David Alpi Madrigoso made a mistake. He didn't count Klal Yisrael the way they're supposed to be counted through the Machzis HaShekel. And there was a Magefa. What was this Magefa? What happens when there's a magefa, when there is a pandemic, what happens is people have to be alone. They have to be separated. The tikkun of the machtzis hashekel, just to extend what Rav Willig had said, of course, the machtzis hashekel is the way in which we fight Amalek. Rashi says over here, if we don't go through the process of the machtzis hashekel, we need to understand what that is. If we don't go through the process of the machtzis hashekel, then chas v'chalila, there will be a magefa. Says Rashi, when we count without the machtzis hashekel, then there's an ayin hara. Kach kosul b'Rashi al pi chazal. There's an ayin hara. What is that ayin hara? How does the machtzis hashekel fix it? The answer is, it seems, that when we relate to another Jew without the machtzis hashekel, we count him as just simply another number. We look at him just as an empty individual outside of his machtzis hashekel. Then, chas v'chalila, what happens is that there is a magefa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you didn't bond the way you were supposed to bond. Zok de heiliges vasemes. Tof reish lamites. Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time. He couldn't understand. There's an interesting chazal. Niskashe le Moshe the machtzis hashekel. He didn't understand what the machtzis hashekel is. I understand chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time to understand the menorah. The menorah with its kaftor, v'ferach, v'chulei. But what was hard for Moshe Rabbeinu to understand? What is a machtzis hashekel? Says the Sfas Emes, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand why the Ashir wasn't allowed to give more. Why wasn't he allowed to give in the place of the Ani? Ve'hereyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki nimtza b'nekuda achas mitzuras Yaakov Avinu. You have to take a look at Sfas Emes, what that means. Mikolish b'Yisrael. Val yidei ze v'hadal lo yamit. Shegam ha'ashir tzarech lios moiser chelkoi letzibur lios rotzayn kol prat lahashlim ritzayni yisbarach leseis kol echon mimachzis hashekel. Every single person in Klal Yisrael has to recognize that there's someone else who's mashlim Klal Yisrael. And that without every single individual, without the Sfas Emes writes in another place, the passion of every single Jew, whatever his hashkafa, assuming the hashkafa is B'dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, every single Jew has something that he could be mashlim l'toch ha-mishkan. And when we say, well, wait a second, your Rav Paskin like this based on Shulchan Aruch, and my Rav Paskin like this on Shulchan Aruch, and we can't look at each other and just see the fire inside of every Jew and his passion in Avodas Hashem, then there's a kitruk that's bal oilam. That's an ayin ra. And veloye vahem negef and chas v'chalila, when there's an ayin ra, then there comes a magefa. I'm just saying, just extending what our great Rabbeim said. We're incomplete without each other. And if chas v'chalila, we don't recognize it, then we have to do badod yoyshev. Then we have to be alone. We have to be separate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that we're separate. Now that is one of the most difficult things for a young man growing up in the United States today to understand. One of the most difficult things for him to understand. There's a fundamental difference in Yadus and Western culture. If you'll notice, most of the themes that we've discussed this whole year, some of us are really saying goodbye now at the end of this man. Looking forward, Be'ezer Hashem, to coming back quickly and you learning B'Yushalayim B'Binyana. If we could review some of the Yisodos, you'll find that it falls under one basic tension, if you will, between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, between Torah and Western society. And what is that? An emphasis of rights versus responsibilities. Western culture, American government, and by the way, the United States is right now struggling from this deeply. I'll explain what I mean. American culture The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, emphasizes the inalienable right of every single person. The right for them to decide their own personal destiny. The right to congregate. The right to bear arms. The right, many have argued on the Supreme Court, and I would argue, alpi lomdus in the Constitution, maybe it's right, but the Torah says it's wrong. And that is the right to do what you want with your own body. A woman should be entitled to choose. It's her body, it's my body, I can do what I want. And Yahadus doesn't have rights. Yahadus doesn't speak about the right of a husband and the right of a wife. Yahadus speaks about the responsibility of a husband and the responsibility of a wife. Yahadus doesn't speak about individual rights, but individual responsibilities. My responsibility is to respect your rights. And your responsibility is not to respect my rights. But I don't have a tfiyah on my own rights. I don't have a right to demand my individual rights. Ad kidei kach. I searched this on the internet. Jay Stanley, I'm choshesh that he's a Jew. He's one of the leaders of the American Civil Libertarian Union. On January 28th, was very concerned that he saw that countries like China, which is not a pleasant place to live, was starting to quarantine. And there was rumors a month ago that Corona was going to extend to the United States. And in the ACLU, he wrote, Jay Stanley wrote, the evidence is clear that travel bans and quarantines aren't the solution. What's the oimik? What's the shita? Everybody today agrees. There isn't anybody, I think, in the world who now thinks that quarantines aren't absolutely necessary. There isn't almost anybody in the world that thinks that travel bans on some level aren't necessary. But on January 28th, the ACLU was arguing that, wait a second, we have to hold dear the most important part, our Kodshei Kodashim. And our Kodshei Kodashim is civil liberal rights. By the way, I'm not a conservative, just to be clear. Be'emes. I just try to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. I don't know, conservative, libertarian. But at January 28th, Jay Stanley was writing that there's no way. That's a stira. It's an astira to the essence of all liberal positions. And by the way, in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have that mishigas. Not that we're perfect over here. Not at all. But Eretz Yisrael, the reaction was much more ahead of the eight ball. Immediately, or almost immediately, there was a response with quarantines. Immediately, there was a travel ban. And you know why in the United States people have so much of a harder time to swallow it? The reason is at the end of the day, the most important part in Western culture is my individual rights. How could you tell me what to do? And Yadu says, no, no, no. No. The most important thing is our responsibility toward the tzibur. And chas v'chalila, there's even a musar of a roideh that an individual has lost his individual rights for the sake of the tzibur. Myri Rabbi Rav Nevin Sal Shlita goes so far as to say that if there's someone who's driving in a way that's dangerous, you're supposed to kill him. So I said to him, Rebbe, you should probably shoot his tires first. He said, absolutely, yeah. But he's a rider. Pull out a gun and kill him. There's a musag of a responsibility, the musag of a responsibility that a person has to the tzibur. Just to be fair to the United States of America, There are Tzvei Dinim. Just give you a Maramakom. I thank Stephanie Strauss for this Maramakom. I was discussing with her that sometimes we, as Bnei Yeshiva and Bnei HaKolel, we were talking about something totally different. Bnei Yeshiva and Bnei HaKolel sometimes lack that sense of responsibility towards the Yeshiva, towards the Kolel. And she pointed out that there's a fantastic book by David Hackett Fisher named Liberty and Freedom, where he develops that there's Tzvei Dinim in America, There's one, it's actually a very good book, one din called Liberty that emphasizes the rights of the individual, and he argues the word freedom actually doesn't come from the word free, it comes from the word fraternity and the sense of responsibility of fraternity for all the United States of America. But there's no question that what pushes in American society is that sense of individual rights. And what's happened is that's permeated our own way of thinking. It's permeated our way of thinking about ourselves. The whole idea that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly one machtzis HaShekel that contributes to a broader whole, that is entirely lost, or deeply, deeply lost. So when a Talmud asks, Rebbe, how am I supposed to deal with this? I can't go to shul. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed for us now that we have to be the Badad, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees for a Metzora, Chas V'Chalila, that he has to be the Bidud, so then in such a case, then that is the Ratzon Hashem. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Zatzal, Zechusa Yogan Aleinu, walked in during the cholera epidemic on Yom HaKippurim, and he made Kiddush. And I remember as a child, when my father, may be well, told me the story, it made such an impact. Torah is, Ratzon Hashem, is not always about what makes you feel spiritually good. You hear Rabbosai? That's one of the big messages. One of the big messages in Avodas Hashem is that yeshiva is not my right to feel spiritual. Yeshiva is about my responsibility to grow as part of Am Yisrael. And therefore, it's not only about what makes me feel spiritual. It's not only what makes me feel good. And therefore, if Yisrael Salanter walks in on Friday night, there is a chiyuv now al pi halacha that says that everybody has to eat. You think you don't have to eat? You think you don't need to go into isolation? I'm going to make kiddush, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, in shul. And what an impact that image of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in the kittel after Kol Nidre making kiddush in shul. Das haste avodas Hashem. That's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about my right to fast. It's not about that. It's about my responsibility to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the Ratzon Hashem? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want people in Bergen County davening Bitzibur, then that is the ultimate in Avodas Hashem. And one of the boys doesn't fight. He says beautifully to me, he says, maybe we should daven Vasikin. My Rabbi Rav Nevensal Shlita once, about 10 years ago, there was a public fast in the Old City about a terrible gzera here in Eretz Yisrael. It's not perfect here in Eretz Yisrael also, but it's better to be here. There was a terrible gzera here in Eretz Yisrael, and there was a public fast. So Rav Chizkio Nevensal told me that he told his father, I think you should talk to the doctors about fasting. So he spoke to the doctors. Came mincha time, so Rav Chizkio noticed that normally Rav Nevensal got an aliyah. He went over to the gabbai, he whispered something in the gabbai's ear, and the gabbai didn't call him up for an aliyah. Rav Chizkio said to his father, I'm very, very happy that you didn't fast this year, because you can't get an aliyah if you're not fasting. So Rav Nevensal said to him, the truth is I was fasting. Because it was a machlokus amongst the doctors whether I could fast or I couldn't fast. And I was machriya for myself that I can. But I had a suff, but if I'm not allowed to fast, then al pi halacha I did something wrong. So I can't get the aliyah because I was fasting. In other words, the only time you're chayiv to fast is when halacha says that you're supposed to fast. And he had a suffix, it was a machlokas amongst the doctors, so he couldn't get an aliyah because maybe he's not fasting, al pi halacha. Everything is what halacha says we're supposed to do. And this yisod, Rabbosai, of looking at life in terms of responsibilities as opposed to rights, is a mafteach, is one of the most important keys that you could get from yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. And you're not going to get it in the air of the United States of America. Just to review, some yisodos. Number one, what are you going to choose to do in life? What is going to be your profession? Is it going to be a profession that's all about how I can get the most I could get, how I could garner the most amount of money, Or is there something else? Is there a picture, a broader picture of your community, of Klal Yisrael? Yes, the entire world. We have a responsibility to the entire world. Or is it just focused on me? You could have some very, very religious people who are focused just on me. We spoke about in one of the Musar Shmuz, and the Reb Zelig Epstein got up after one of the bar mitzvah boys was extolled as being a boy who has tremendous talents, who's so unique, he's an individual. And Reb Zelig Epstein Zatzal got up and he said, this was a family member of his, and he said, this boy has the schus of being part of the body of Klal Yisrael. That when the hand hurts, the entire body hurts. That's the difference between the mindset of Western culture and the mindset of a yeshiva. We spoke about in the beginning of the Zman that the Rambam writes that it's prohibited bein adam lamakom for a person to injure himself. A person's not allowed to hurt himself. A person's not allowed to be mochel on his own body. Because our chiyuvim is not something that's our own. It's a responsibility to the entire universe, or it's a responsibility to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the whole argument, if it's my body, I can do with it what I want, is antithetical to everything that Yahadus believes in. In my opinion, the struggle about abortion is not, quote-unquote, simply about what murder is, if that could be small enough. It's much deeper even than that. It's about this question. It's about this question of whether society revolves around an individual's rights or about his responsibility to the world and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's one more thing that I want the Talmidim to take away. Yomo pointed out to me that in this week's parsha, there's another reference. And that's the reference to Al Yetzei Ish Mimekomo. A person being alone in quarantine, b'siyata d'shmaya, every single person should be safe and well. Might be a lesson to something else. Our inability to be alone. We spoke about in the past that Shabbos Kodesh is different than Moed. Then in Moed, we go to the Beis Hamikdash, all of us together, and we experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to all of Klal Yisrael as a unit. Moed, it's a time of meeting. Shabbos is silence. There's quiet. And that's why the Isser Melacha we spoke about on Shabbos is about the idea of a person pulling back from his creative world and being alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shabbos is all about. And that's why we have Al Yetzei Ish Mimekaymai. Of course, Chazal understand that refers to a tchum, but it's meant to be understood literally. And what that literal meaning is that a person's responsibility to be alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Extending what Rav Willig Shlita said, we have to ask ourselves, have we truly been alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Have we trained ourselves to be alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu forcing us to be alone with Him? Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to be able to overcome this tremendous challenge. Should be mekabel our tefilos to take away the lessons of what this is all about. The lesson of the machzis hashekel to join together with Klal Yisrael, that Kodesh Baruch Hu shouldn't separate us. And also the lesson of collective responsibility versus individual rights. And finally, those people who chas v'chalila have to be alone, they have the moment and the opportunity to reflect and be alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waking us up and saying, wait a second, have you been alone with me? Have you experienced Shabbos as Al Yetzei Ish Mimekaymai? Nowadays, with all, you know, of course, this pandemic has only spread due to the power of technology, the power of travel. Has that technology come to a place where we're no longer alone with Kodesh Baruch Hu? We're able to travel and be with everybody, to be at every wedding, to jump from wedding to back to Israel, back to our friends, and then back. And then what's happened is, due to technology, we're never alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al Yetze Yishme Mekayim Mai. There's a time when we're supposed to be alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ezer Hashem, this should just be a wake-up call. All of Klal Yisrael should have a Refuah Shalema. The entire world should have a Refuah Shalema. And we should internalize the messages of our responsibility to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael.